My dear Pierre, it's come to our attention that your new pupil wins first prize in every class. Her performance has resulted in dissension for all the praise that's heaped upon that Polish lass.
Marie is brilliant, that's why she's at the top of her class.
Now you are sure that she's not getting extra help? This is what I hear many colleagues say, and these rumblings might soon become a yelp with the favoritism that might be in play.
Absolutely not, Dean. In fact, for Marie, everything is harder, not easier. Are you certain? I've never had a student like Marie. She has a solid grasp of physics and chemistry, and she's pioneering some new ways to do subatomic research. She taught herself French, and now she's fluent. She works 12 hours every day. Her lab technique is meticulous. How can we ignore such a rare talent?
She gets no breaks, I can assure you. She has earned every honor she's received. You might be hearing rumors that allure you. If so, I promise you that you have been deceived.
Well, I certainly hope that's the case. Still, it seems to us that all the attention that's showered on her does a disservice to the young men in the university. We're not just talking about the Sorbonne. We're talking about the glory of Gaul.
So we are pledged to the honor of our men. We are vigilant to prevent the fall of our culture that flourished by the Seine. So we do this for the honor of Gaul.
For instance, Paul Langevin, one of our up-and-coming students, certainly deserves some of the spotlight, don't you agree? This is why we're concerned.
The whole world will have a belly laugh. To be frank, this brings dishonor to old France. When they hear the details of our gaffe, that our top student isn't wearing any pants. Now we're not biased, no sir, not one iota. We promise to be fair to one and all. There's no need to institute a quota. Look around this hallowed hall and be certain to recall that we do this for the all.